WTSQ 88.1 FM, The Status Quo.
Today, we are joined by Amanda McCarty. She's the Senior Director of Health Sciences for the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission. And we're going to be talking about the Appalachian Care Chronicles podcast. Welcome to WTSQ, Amanda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Well, let's just jump right into it and tell our listeners, what is the Appalachian Care Chronicles podcast?
So the Appalachian Care Chronicles podcast shares real life stories from professionals working in the health sector across West Virginia. So we like to think of it as, you know, it offers insights from storyteller perspectives, provides wisdom and advice for those entering the field of health sciences or health professions. And the podcast itself really serves as a resource for educators. And we often share it in our Higher Education Policy Commission divisions with instructors who incorporate its content into their curriculum as local relevant examples. You know, we know that high school teachers, even middle school teachers, are sharing the content in some of their courses, either for assignment credit or extra credit, to encourage students to begin to think about, would a career in healthcare be, you know, something they may be of interest in, and to let them know that, you know, there's a lot more to healthcare than just being a nurse or a doctor.
How did the podcast get its start? It sounds really interesting.
I've been with the commission for 2 years, and Dr. Cynthia Persily was leading the health sciences division prior to that. Within the rural health initiative that we have, they were really brainstorming on ways to get information out about health careers. And, you know, your traditional approach is creating brochures and pamphlets and kind of handing them out in situations. So Dr. Persily started looking at ways to touch, you know, a tech savvy population of students and people who are looking for career ideas, and came up with the idea of the podcast or potentially a YouTube channel. They really wanted to, at that time, to attract Appalachian folks into health careers. And again, you know, kind of educating them that it's not just about being a doctor or a nurse, that there's really so many career paths that you can take in healthcare. So they approached the Benedum Foundation at the time. They loved the idea and they funded the first season. It kind of took off for there. You know, it began as a storytelling initiative to kind of highlight those voices of professionals working in every corner of West Virginia's health sector. And it's turned into a valuable resource for educators and students alike.
I know the Benedum Foundation provides a lot of great seed funding to get things like this started. And I've checked out the podcast. It's very well produced, high quality.
One
of the best ones I've heard. How have you continued to get the funding to keep this going?
So we've received funding from a variety of sources over the past few seasons. You know, we've always looking for funding opportunities that we can apply for, even if it's just to fund one episode or a partial episode, and opportunities like the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation and their offering of grant support even helped fund an episode of the podcast. So there have been several funding opportunities that we've applied for and received, even if it's just for partial support of an episode.
Yeah, and we too are receiving grant funding at WTSQ and are very appreciative of the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation and all that they do to help propel voices, change narrative, and really highlight the unique aspects of life here in Charleston and the entire region around here. So we're in the same boat as you. Well, we just jumped right into Appalachian Care Chronicles, but, you know, as the lead agency and your employer, folks might not be familiar with the Higher Education Policy Commission. Can you tell me a little bit about what it is and what you do?
Yeah, so the West Virginia higher education system is supported by two coordinating agencies. So you have the Higher Education Policy Commission, which supports our four-year universities and institutions, and then you have the Community and Technical College System for our two-year programs. So they work together to promote educational opportunity, economic growth, student success across the state. So the Higher Education Policy Commission, which we call HEPC, you know, our mission is to really ensure access to affordable, high quality education through leadership in policy development, financial aid administration. We have data and research services. We offer academic program review And we have, you know, our strategic initiatives are aimed at improving student outcomes. So some of the more public-facing initiatives that we oversee are the Promise Scholarship, the Underwood Smith Teaching Scholarships, expansion of dual enrollment, where students, you know, in high school can be taking college classes at the same time while they're in high school and getting both high school and college credit for, say, English class. You know, we also oversee FAFSA completion campaigns and support. And we have many other programs that really seek to make college more affordable and accessible to our West Virginia students. So, you know, we also support public health and research efforts. You know, we have in our health sciences division specifically, where the Appalachian Care Chronicles podcast is housed, you know, we support various rural health initiatives, emergency medical service education programs. We have nursing workforce development programs, healthcare career pathways development, and behavioral health initiatives. So I could go on and on talking about all of the things that the Higher Education Policy Commission does to support higher education here in West Virginia, and even with just in our health sciences division, but we'll keep it focused more to the podcast.
Absolutely. That's a really impressive array of programs. And Appalachian Care Chronicles is just, you know, such a great example of appealing to young folks who prefer the podcast format and getting them engaged, as we really do need the next generation of healthcare workers, whether that be public health, behavioral health, or any of the disciplines that you mentioned or settings within healthcare. It's really, I think, an important stepping stone to getting that next generation in place. What are some of the topics that you've covered thus far on Appalachian Care Chronicles?
One of the areas of focus are really personal journeys in healthcare. So the podcast highlights, you know, lived experiences of healthcare professionals across West Virginia. Our newly released season 4, it spotlights a neonatal pediatric intensive care transport nurse who provides life-saving care to newborns in crisis. She may be their NICU nurse, but if they need to be life-flighted to another hospital or medical care center, she goes with that baby. So it is, you know, she is their assigned nurse and their transport nurse. We also have a community paramedic and EMT duo, a combo team working with overdose survivors through Cabell County's quick response team. Another story highlighted is an OBGYN and sustainable farmer serving coalfield communities here in West Virginia. And interestingly, we have also a former pastry chef turned ER nurse supporting patients in high stress situations. So we have those personal journeys in healthcare highlighted in the storytelling, but we also focus on, you know, there's rural healthcare challenges and impact, you know, that we're really trying to highlight in these episodes. You know, we want to explore how rural providers are improving access to care in our challenging environments, building community, and really reshaping perceptions of healthcare careers. Another topic is substance use recovery. You know, the podcast features professionals like peer recovery support specialists who use their own experiences to help others in recovery. We have career pathways and education. You know, each episode is going to include discussion questions and educational materials aligned with the U.S. Department of Education's career and technical structure. So this helps make it a better resource for educators and students who are wanting to use this as part of the classroom as well. And then I would say the last topic of focus is really public health and behavioral health. You know, the podcast supports broader public health goals. And we do that by promoting equitable access to health and behavioral health sciences education as well.
Who's the host of the podcast?
So right now, our host is Kristen Carpenter. She's a West Virginia native and a women's health nurse practitioner, and she has nearly 20 years of nursing experience. She's based in Morgantown, and you know, Kristen is committed herself to providing high-quality, heartfelt care. She's a passionate individual. She's passionate about patient education and preventive health services. And, you know, she works here in West Virginia and is our host for the podcast.
You highlighted some of the very interesting folks that have been interviewed on there. Are there any others you'd like to mention, either individuals or what their role is in healthcare?
Sure. So some of the people who've been interviewed on the podcast, just to name a few, Heidi Stump was in our first season, a flight paramedic. Her episode became one of the most popular, showcasing emergency care in rural settings. We have doctors Mary Gaynor and Peter Wenzel. They're family medicine doctors serving in rural West Virginia communities. You know, they offer insights into primary care in some more of our underserved areas. Anitra Ellis is another. She's a nurse practitioner working in Logan County, West Virginia. Again, rural, medically underserved. Shaquille Harris is a social worker. So in this episode, we actually visit the classroom. He's a social work professor at Marshall University. And it really kind of goes through the landscape of social work in West Virginia. And we've had many guests on the podcast. Jan Rader, public health director. You know, another Angel Cunningham is a registered dietitian nutritionist. Zachary Grimes from season two, he's a pathologist. So he's a physician, pathologist, really works to uncover the mysteries within patient samples. It even kind of goes into his childhood, how he was interested in dissecting animals and now does autopsies. Through his work, you know, he really ensures that patients receive accurate diagnoses and can ultimately guide their treatment and impact lives beyond the lens of his microscope. We have Greta Nelson. She's a registered dental hygienist. Julie Osborne-Young, social worker and director of social services for hospice care. So, you know, we're trying to highlight different areas of the healthcare industry. We have Dr. Tom Takubo. He's a pulmonologist and a West Virginia State Senator. So a little bit of different perspective there. Sally Adams is an MRI technologist. And we have Jordan Dennison, who's a peer recovery specialist. So again, that behavioral health and substance use aspect of healthcare and public health as well, and trying to highlight some of those different areas. We do have one more season upcoming in season five, which is planned to be our last season of the podcast. And sessions in that season will include interviews with a critical care supervisor in Huntington, a diagnostic medical sonographer in Charleston, an infection control nurse, director of respiratory therapy, and a duo interview with a nursing home medical director and nursing assistant. So we are, again, still looking for, as we complete out the podcast, you know, what are those some of those additional areas that we may have missed or want to highlight as well as a career option.
It sounds so interesting. I know people tuned in today or listening at WTSQ.org would love to check this out. How can they listen?
So there are a few ways to listen. We have an official website. You can go to AppalachianCareChronicles.com and you can view the full episodes there, any associated educational materials, and so forth. So any streaming platform, you know, the podcast is available on all major platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, those types of things, public radio. So episodes are also aired weekly on West Virginia Public Broadcasting through its 12 statewide stations. And then you can look for the podcast on any updates or episode highlights on social media. So Appalachian Care Chronicles has its own Instagram. And then, you know, of course, you can look for information shared on Twitter from Appalachian Care Podcast as well.
Excellent. You really have all the platforms covered. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Well, last of all, suppose somebody listening today is interested in pursuing a career in health sciences. Where would you advise they would go for more information?
I would refer them to explore a website that the West Virginia Hospital Association has. It is explorehealthcarecareerswv.com. So let me say that again. It is explorehealthcareerswv.com. It is hosted by the West Virginia Hospital Association, and that'll really help them determine what kind of healthcare career is best for them. I would also suggest that they talk to schools in their areas about what healthcare programs they have, talk to healthcare facilities in their region about what healthcare careers are in most need. There's a variety of ways to kind of check to see what might be of most interest, but that explorehealthcareerswv.com would be a great place to start.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Amanda. This is a very fascinating podcast, and we really learned a lot more about the Higher Education Policy Commission and the opportunities that exist for students interested in health sciences. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WTSQ 88.1 FM, the status quo.